What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Little story here in Saturday's Cairns Post. It should not be overlooked as we're talking about something that got going 40 years ago in 1983, and that's Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Now, George Chapman started it back then, but his son in recent years, Ken, you would have heard him on this program on numerous occasions. Why? Because we'd have to get the latest information on whether we were travelling well in tourism or not particularly well and what was around the corner, and Ken was always available to give us that information. So he'll be missed because he's stepping down. It said here on Saturday, after 3 years at the helm of a leading Queensland tourism organisation while navigating one of the darkest times in the industry, Tropical Tourism North Queensland Chairman Ken Chapman has called time on his position. Dr. Chapman, who served a three-year term with TTNQ, has handed the reins over to Experience Co Limited Chief Executive John O'Sullivan. And Ken, who's also chairman of Skyrail Rainforest Cableway, said he was delighted to announce Mr. O'Sullivan as his successor. By the way, it must be said too, Ken over the years has absolutely, he's championed the provision of better hospital facilities. And over the, very energetically, I mean, you go back, people that came here, I don't know, 40 years ago, whatever, would remember we struggled to attract good doctors up here because we just didn't have the facilities and the quality of the facilities that, you know, people can get in Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne. So if they had to choose where they were going to go and practice as young recruits from university, they would avoid Cairns. Well, not anymore. Not anymore after efforts from people like Ken, because we've got wonderful facilities here now. Let's go to tourism, though, with John O'Sullivan. And I remember talking to John O'Sullivan years and years ago. Why? Because he was then boss of Tourism Australia, chief executive of Tourism Australia. So that's what it talks about in this article, his international marketing experience, the most of anybody in the country, according to Ken. So I'm going to talk to the new head, is it on my screen? Yes, it is, of Tourism Tropical North Queensland, John O'Sullivan. Good morning.
G'day, John. How are you going?
Good, and it's interesting taking over from Ken. I presume you've been showing you the reins for some time, but over the years they've notched up some very significant victories for our city, John.
They have. Ken is an icon of tourism in Australia, I think. And I think what he's been able to do is just absolutely put the organisation at the forefront. He's developed a really good partnership with Mark Olson, who's done an amazing job in his time in the seat. And between the two of them, they've been a formidable partnership. And it's a real privilege to be able to take the reins from Ken, and I've been on the board since May of 2021, so I've been able to watch and learn from him. So, but he has been, you know, just a great advocate for the sector.
So you were involved back then, 2021. I was just thinking, lucky you weren't taking over the reins at the start of 2020 in the bloody COVID nightmare. I mean, for people in tourism, they must have had a lot of sleepless nights.
Oh, look, they have. I mean, and as you know, and we've discussed before, John, I mean, it's an incredibly resilient industry. I mean, you think about all the external shocks it's had to deal with, pilot strikes, SARS, bird flu. But COVID was different. I mean, COVID was, you know, a complete shutdown of the sector, both internationally and then also domestically. And, you know, you hear the stories of, you know, smaller operators, you know, people having to remortgage houses, you know, pulling kids out of private schools, doing whatever they could just to get through.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's still a way to go. I mean, the recovery is certainly been there, but it's still not back to, you know, where it needs to be. And I guess that's the next phase now, is that, you know, getting those international markets back, working with Richard Barker at the airport and getting more aviation capacity, and ensuring that the organisation is funded sustainably. You know, one of the great things that Ken did was got that federal government package through Prime Minister Morrison at the time, which was then, you know, continued under the Prime Minister Albanese, and it's those types of things that are going to be front and centre for us as a board moving forward.
Now, John, I'm getting reports back over the last month or so, probably a little bit longer, that the Chinese are starting to materialise again in some numbers. Yeah. Some groups of Chinese are coming into town. Yeah. They're going out to the reef. They're doing those things. And people are, well, fundamentally, we're hearing great sighs of relief. But I presume there's still a fair way to go, is there, John?
Yeah, there is. I mean, overall, I mean, this market from a holiday perspective is still only about 25% of the way back. So we still got a long way to go. But, you know, during Golden Week, you know, certainly, which has just been completed, there were some elevated levels of bookings across, you know, operators up in North Queensland, but, you know, across Australia as well. Mm. But I think the significant marker will be February of next year, which is Chinese New Year, and then we'll see just how much this recovery is on. But it is exciting. But, you know, we need to get back to those days where we had direct services in from, you know, the likes of China Southern straight into Cairns,
yes,
where we had better connectivity between the southern states as well. So,
do you think Cathay will come back ever?
Oh, look, I know Richard Barker is working on it, but I'd hope so. I mean, I think, you know, the last time they pulled out for a variety of reasons around cost base and other things. But, you know, we've got a great story to tell on freight. We've got a great story to tell on just demand.
Yeah.
I think the whole strategy of point to point from cities in Asia into Cairns is a really great opportunity and a fantastic airport. You know, like, I mean, it's one of the best airports in the country now. And I think, you know, I'm pretty hopeful that they will come back. I know Richard's working on it very, very, yeah, very, very diligently.
Mm. Businesses over the years have done a wonderful thing at Chinese New Year to welcome them back, particularly, and Harry Su, of course. It's deafening when he puts on his welcome for the Chinese. But I talk to Harry from time to time about this matter. He still doesn't think we're going to have enough Chinese back for a big Chinese New Year this coming season. But I'd love to surprise him. But we're still going to be down, what, 25 or even more percent this coming year with the Chinese New Year?
I think so. I mean, I think it'll come back gradually, but I think it'll be better than last year and the years before. It couldn't be any worse, but I think you'll start to see those elevated booking levels, and I think you'll start to see it. I think, you know, Tourism Australia is predicting that it'll be back in sort of FY25 in full, but it'll recover over that period of time. So I think we'll have a better year, but I think Harry's probably right, and it won't be back to the same level.
Mm. This has been an excellent update today. Good on you, Jono. Thank you, and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Always great to chat.
That's Jono Sullivan. He's the newly elevated boss of TTNQ Tourism, a Tropical North Queensland.